Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Stella Blue Coffee is more than just great coffee. It's coffee with a purpose. Introducing We Brew to Rescue, a nationwide campaign using proceeds from our new ready-to-drink cans to help fund 1,000 pet adoptions this year. Every can you crack open helps a real pet find a real home. Simple as that. Made with 100% Colombian coffee, each 11-ounce can delivers smooth, drinkable energy with a boost of protein. Available in espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. Built for mornings, long days, and everything in between. Drink Stella Blue, fuel your day, and help save a pet's life. You can follow our progress in real time throughout the campaign by watching the adoption tracker on our site. Grab yours now at StellaBlueCoffee.com. Amazon, and select retailers nationwide.
This episode of The Bracket is sponsored by Omega Accounting Solutions. If your business has suffered significant financial losses or has had to shut down in part or full during the pandemic, you may be eligible for ERC Employee Retention Credit. A powerful payroll tax credit. ERC was passed as part of the CARES Act to help small businesses recover from the pandemic. If you employed between 5 to 500 employees and paid payroll during COVID, you may be eligible for a refund of up to $26,000 per employee. Omega Accounting Solutions is a government tax incentive expert that offers services in business intelligence, fractional accounting, and analytics. Omega is a small business champion, helping small business owners navigate the complexities of the accounting process, particularly for the immense opportunities around the ERC. They empower small and mid-sized businesses, SMB owners, to help make informed business decisions through powerful accounting, data analytics, and insightful reporting. A 10-minute call to Omega's ERC specialist could help you and your company recover up to $26,000 per employee. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-704-2000 or go to OmegaTaxCredits.com to learn more. Welcome to The Bracket, episode 50. Today we are doing the long-awaited pay-in game episode. This is going to be all moments by Stephen Che from this podcast or vodcast, depending if you're listening or watching, and also some we'll get into some of the murkier waters of that later, because as far as like which entries got considered. But before we talk about that, just so you guys know, we have Large on. Large has not been a guest of this podcast yet. He is going to be essentially our like viewer insertion point.
It's the baseline. I don't like you saying insertion point.
Yeah, that's in like insertion. He didn't like completion.
You're our insertion point today.
Yeah. Is there any other words? Do you think we should?
I mean, insertion point, there is almost any other word could have been used there.
Neutral third party?
Neutral, in movies.
I'm the power insertion point.
In movies, you call like the character that's supposed to be you that helps you get exposition. That's like the audience insertion character. That's like you. That's used like when they say like, oh, here's the new guy, and you need to know that I'm this person's brother. Like that's the audience insertion character. So that's where that comes from, and now I realize it sounds like I'm trying to fuck Large.
Yeah.
Big T is here as well. Big T, you've been present for some good Che moments, but definitely not all of them. So I feel like you'll be a good baseline for this as well. Change it just for you guys. Change it from to baseline.
Baseline works.
Baseline.
But before we do that, let's hear from our first sponsor of the day, Wondery. All right, let's talk about Wondery. How do you think you pronounce this? Wondery. I want to make sure I'm not fucking this up. You think that's right?
What was your question?
Do you think you pronounce this Wondery? Wondery?
Yeah, I think it's like the number one tree.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like Wondery. Fuck, is it Wondery? I don't know. Let's do Wondery. All right, let's talk about Wondery. Remember the days before streaming services when you could come home from high school and it was only a few hours until the TV show that everyone was watching was about to come on? You know, your friends were coming over to that watch party and smell of popcorn filled the room. Well, in 1999, that show was Buffy the Vampire Slayer. In the new podcast from Wondery, the rewatcher Buffy the Vampire Slayer, they are taking it back to 1999. Get out of your knee-high boots and paste that poster of Angel on the wall. And that's our good boy David Boreanaz, who we did interview very recently. It's time to enter the Buffyverse. Join Morbid co-host Ash and Elena as they go and they slay their way through Buffy's drama, action, and romance episode by episode. Enter the Buffyverse with Elena and Ash. Listen to The Rewatcher, Buffy the Vampire Slayer on Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, or listen early and ad-free by subscribing to Wondery Plus on Apple Podcasts and the Wondery app. Thanks to Wondery, we got our first matchup of the day. I feel like it's good to just address this almost directly to Large. the five seed, Stephen Che's go-to order at the diner. What do you think it is?
Stephen is a turkey club.
No.
I do like
turkey. No, it's large. Think diner food.
Like actual diner food.
Okay. Cheeseburger deluxe.
No.
Close.
Come on, you are very close.
Right,
I forget.
Getting warmer.
I appreciate this. It.
His actual diner order, go-to diner order, is flounder stuffed with crab meat.
Oh.
That's great. That's like the only place that has that.
Yeah.
I love my favorite. It's not really a hungover, but since we're talking about diner orders, my favorite thing to get it at a diner, and I'll get this every time they have it, is stuffed flounder with crab meat.
What?
That is fuck.
You get seafood?
How do we feel about diner flounder? With
I tend to stay away from diner fish. So traditional thing is more like egg creams, Rubens, Monte Cristos, that type of stuff. Never a flounder.
We ate crow, though. We had egg on our face. Does that mean the same thing?
Yes.
We did both because Che called his diner.
No, I called my diner.
You called your diner?
It's my diner.
And you asked for flounder with...
I said, do you have flounder with crab meat? And the guy goes, yeah, it's on our specials menu.
Yeah, this was kind of a W.
It was a Che W. Yeah.
It was a great Che moment because we were all in disbelief. I was just curious. Do you guys have on your menu flounder stuffed with crab meat?
Staffile flounder, with crab meat. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Thank you so much.
I have huge apology to Che.
Huge win.
Huge giant win.
I wasn't hating.
Common W for Che.
Che's been stacking
just
dubs.
Stacking W's on this.
How do you feel about that?
I mean, I'm sure the same as the rest of y'all. It's insane, but he did kind of win. So,
have you ever ordered fish from a diner?
No.
I don't think any of us have, actually.
Fish and chips.
Like calamari doesn't count. Like shit. Like anything.
God, I was saying fish and chips.
I mean, I'm thinking like a fried fish. No fried fish.
I'm no
like
fried. No
fish dish.
Yeah. No, heavens no.
I'm exclusively breakfast when I go to a diner or BLT.
I do like a BLT from a diner. Anyway, that's going up against the number 12 seed. This is another food based one. Ironically, it's the time that Stephen Che. I forget where you were. I think you said you were waiting for a car wash or something, and you were really hungry but had nothing to eat. And you had peppermints and mustard packets in the car, and you decided to make peppermint sandwiches filled with mustard.
Correct.
Eat, right?
I was like six, but yeah.
You ordered it like it was an Aesop fable. Like
it was the DMV.
Lesson that was going to come at the end.
I was, yeah.
This one's tough. I do have a deep connection with mustard.
What? As one does.
Please expand.
It's not deep. It can't be.
Yeah.
The significance was you were just so hungry you ate.
Yeah, we were in like a...
You didn't have to mix them, though.
Yeah, you could have eaten them separately.
Correct. We were in a EMV.
EMV, that EMV. Was it. That's what I thought.
DMV, very long line, and like just kind of stuck there. And the AC in the car broke, and you know, little kids get hungry a lot. And I was hungry. That was all we had. So I made do. It was tasty.
There's what no... I don't believe that at all, that it was tasty. Mm. Mustard and peppermint. Mm. I don't know if you're the...
How old is that? How old are you with the mustard?
Like six.
Okay.
Kindergarten age. I do think it's also important to – I don't remember what topic that podcast was, but as KB said, Che did, you know, preface it like it was this crazy story.
Yeah.
Like he prefaced it like this was about to like blow your socks off with like this thing he did at the DMV.
It was like a long story. It was like – that was like a 3-minute story.
Yeah, it was a long story.
It was, and for what? Because you didn't have to mix them. Mm-hmm. The mustard didn't fill you up anymore. You could have just had the two mints. What?
What could we have possibly been debating that episode?
I don't even know. It was something. Was it who took you?
My aunt.
Your aunt.
I think, was it about your aunt?
It was because you had an aunt named something weird. Your aunt's name was like Grandma or something.
Right? No.
What's your aunt's name?
Grandma. I have an Aunt Millie.
Okay. Then did she come up? You said like.
Yeah, that came up. You worded it strange.
Yeah.
My nanny and Aunt Millie used to watch me on Mondays and we'd watch Reba together.
You thought
together.
You called your Aunt Millie nanny.
Yeah. That's
I thought you said my
okay,
nanny.
So why? Okay, then second question: why were we talking about my nanny?
I don't know how we get into.
We were like, who's?
We were talking about. We were talking about Reba. You were what? You were eat like Malamars or something? Yeah. My bitch of a cleaning lady would always take my.
Or was it the condiment episode where mustard was?
Might have been the mustard episode.
Oh, that was probably just the condiment episode.
That's sauces episode.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's. It's dumb. That could be chalked up to dumb kid.
Yeah.
Get the taste of flounder out of his mouth, though.
Right.
Exactly.
And I have to ask, how are we voting? Just on, like, what's more absurd or what's, like, just the best, just overall, like, funny Che moment?
I think which one gave us the most enjoyment, if that makes sense. Or in your guys' cases, when with ones
what's
you
had weirder.
Before, which one is, yeah, I guess, which one of the stories, I guess you could do the same sort of thing, just which one did you get more enjoyment out of.
Voting or which on one the Che-ness of it all.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That works too.
Yeah.
What's the most Che in?
Yes, yeah. Exactly. So we'll start with you, Big T. Which one of them do you like more? His go-to order being flounder stuffed with crab meat, or, I still can't believe these sometimes, the peppermint mustard sandwich.
Yeah, I mean, the mints, he was a child. So any child could do that. I think you need something in between a peppermint sandwich. But the going to a diner and ordering fish stuffed with crab, that's the classic Che. So.
Well, how about you, Large?
The more I think about it, if he goes to this diner a lot and he sees that they're moving a lot of flounder, then it becomes a little bit more of a safe order, maybe a little bit more random. If a lot of old people go there. Perhaps there's a lot of flounder flying off.
Do the elderly like flounder?
They do, yeah. Traditionally, a fluke and flounder, any flat fish, elderly.
Is it because it's their taste buds are a little bit weaker and they need is a flounder a strong, fishy fish?
Oh, it's actually really. Very it's light. Mild. Yeah, it's a light fish. Easy to fillet so they don't have to go digging for bones. So I'm thinking that might be a little bit more benign to a six-year-old who enjoys mustard packets and mints, because neither of those are traditionally what a six-year-old goes to. Like, I'm starving, I could use a mint. Like, a kid wouldn't even ask for a fucking mint, but a young Che would. Mm-hmm. Like, I think a young Che might even request a mustard packet as a hungry six-year-old. So I think that's going to be mine, the mustard packet mint.
One for the mustard packet.
Is Steven allowed to vote on these? I feel like he shouldn't be.
I think he should.
Yeah. I feel like he should be.
Should we vote on whether he can vote?
Yeah, we could.
I vote he can't vote.
You say he can't, Nick?
Racist. No, absolutely he can. Yeah. As long as he doesn't have felonies.
I say yes as well.
Yeah.
You guys think
and
so?
An ID.
Yeah.
I was with Tommy on that one, but we're overruled. Yeah.
So Che, we'll give you the vote. Which one of those stories?
So ironically, I didn't like mustard as a child. In fact, when I got to
that is very tall, ironic.
Tall enough.
Well, this is what Morissette was singing about, dude.
It will become ironic because once I got tall enough to like windowsill height, we had this in our dining room, like a very long window with a windowsill that was painted white. And I don't know why I did this, but I was teething, I guess, or I would just like put things in my mouth and I would bite the windowsill. It's also like matchbox cars. And I would like eat paint off of them. So to prevent this, my mom put mustard on the windowsills and the cars, to spicy brown mustard.
So to prevent the taste of paint, they put something edible.
Wait.
Yes, that I didn't like.
And that should win this round.
Yes. Yeah, I'm voting for that.
Biting the windowsill.
That's why we should let him.
And this is why Che should be allowed to vote. Yeah, I was wrong.
So as soon as you were the height of the window, so you started gnawing off.
I guess so, yeah. Yeah, that's winning this round easily.
Did your mom having to put mustard?
Your mom had to put a food on a non-food so you wouldn't eat the okay.
A bright yellow staining food onto a white.
Yeah, it probably stained.
I think it was spicy brown, but still, yeah.
Why not like
actually kind of
like vinegar or something?
Would that eat away at the wood? Is that acidic enough to?
I believe so. Yeah. Cure a meat
from chewing on your house.
Yeah.
Wait.
I'd vote for that. Yeah.
Does the image of like 2-year-old little Stephen Che going to like take a bite out of his window?
I like to think that his feet are kind of like on the ground. Yeah. Like, it's oil. Mustard
oh, no,
ruined
not
the
mustard.
Wood.
Based on my height, I was probably like four-ish.
You're just like, I need to take a nibble of this windowsill.
Yeah.
Would you like bite up and down it?
There were like teeth marks on it, yeah, for me.
Ew, this VCR tastes gross. Oh, mustard's
it's ruined.
This is gonna be a tough one.
I'm voting for this.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it's that.
Yeah.
That's I think automatically our winner of this round.
How are you sitting on these things, man?
Che shouldn't be allowed to vote. He should have to submit an additional story related to the two voting.
Oh, have one for everything.
Yeah. This is Che-ception.
Yeah.
Seriously. Wow.
All right, we'll go straight to the next matchup. It's the number 4 seed. Not knowing how the news works,
Which was yeah.
That was a very funny moment. We were discussing, I wanted to say something about politics.
Worst people. We were talking about worst.
Yeah, we were talking about how the worst people are politics people, the ones who, like, their lives revolve around it. And the Steve's point was like, is there, like, for people who are obsessed with politics, like an Adam Schefter or a Woj? And we're just like, you mean the news?
He didn't know about the news.
Referring to the news.
How do people who are politic fans get their news? Is there like an Adam Schefter or a Woj of politics? Yeah. Like,
basically. Like CNN?
Bill Smith. They choose
somebody's opinions to follow blindly, basically.
Yeah.
Steve, did you just ask if there was the news?
Does somebody cover this? This politics?
And that is going up against the 13 seed, almost naming your son Luigi.
I mean, Luigi's number one.
Back up. That was a close. It was a very close call. Right?
Yeah, that was my first choice.
You fought for Luigi?
I did. Yeah. I don't think I was on the show for that. Can I have a little background?
Very early. I forgot what the background of it was.
But what was your reasoning? Why did you like the name?
I like the name Luigi. It could be Louis Weege, like.
Yeah. See, that Weege is a nickname for Weege.
Need an explanation of everyone for the rest of the
thing. Like, nobody knows Luigi except the Mario character, who's awesome. So, I mean, there's no precedent to be like, oh, well, that sucks because of this celebrity.
Is your wife Italian?
Nope.
Okay.
You could have. You're Asian. You could have chose Yoshi.
That's true. That would have been pretty kind of cool.
Actually, my wife is part Italian, but not.
What did you go with?
I don't want to say.
I don't want to say a lot. That makes sense. Tommy, which one are you picking between?
I mean, as much as I do love how Steven just said Weege, I think if we're talking about what encapsulates Stephen Che and his essence, it's truly being oblivious to the fact that there is the news, that he's just so locked into all 22 film that he doesn't know people report on politics. So I'll say that. That describes his essence better.
I'm earnestly jealous of that fact, though. The fact that he can be so locked in and, like, tunnel visioned into something that well. Like, I will never have 100% mastery of anything in my life like he has on NFL. Like, that is, it's earnestly something I do. Yeah. I am jealous of. How about you, Nick?
That was shocking, for sure. But now I'm thinking of a kid named Weege. So, my nickname is Nick, and N-I-C-K.
Yep.
I dropped the H out of K. Would Weege be UIG?
Ooh, that's a good question. I don't know.
Like, it can't be WEEG. That's
no.
WEEJ?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, just that's such a.
But like, it would be
such
like
a different spelling than.
Ouija board is spelled like
OUI.
OUIJ. Like that. Right?
Yes.
OUIJ?
Yeah.
OUIJA, yes, I believe.
I got to tell you, Weege is growing on me.
Weege is a sick name.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my boy Weege.
Luigi
that was my exact argument. Like, wouldn't it be cool to be like, yo, that's my boy Weege.
What a melting pot of a name.
Yeah.
What would you go with the middle?
I don't know. That middle.
Vladimir?
Mario?
Wolfgang? I don't know.
I just love the idea of him surfing, just the Ouija board.
The Weege, yes.
There it is.
Weege. I mean, that's awesome. But
has there ever been a Luigi that's just not Italian at all? Probably
no,
not.
Definitely
I can't
not.
Name one real Luigi.
I met one Luigi in kindergarten. He literally came over from Italy. He was born in Italy and moved to America in kindergarten. That's the only Luigi.
And more people should be like that. I named my kid that because I like the name. I have no ties to the culture. Mm-hmm.
Could work
but
out.
But I'm going, you didn't know that the news existed. That's like a large percentage of channels.
Yeah.
And there's papers and
earnestly.
But there's no like one source. Like the AP maybe?
It's like because it's so much bigger than football that there is so many sources.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
It's crazy you still can't get your head.
He still doesn't get it.
It's unbelievable. It's, yeah.
Yeah.
I would pay to watch you have to watch C-SPAN because like if none of us can handle it, like you'd want to die.
C-SPAN is the all 22 for politics.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
What are you going with, Gibby?
Yeah, news.
The news. Jay, anything to add?
I like the Weege thing. Is Gino Auriemma's real name Luigi? Might be.
Would it be?
It would no. What's
Gennaro?
Gino?
It's probably Eugenio, right?
Gennaro.
Gino definitely isn't short for Luigi traditionally. No. I don't know if it is in this case.
It's short for. Is it short for Giovanni?
He's so Italian that it's
it is, it is. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. It's Luigi.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. Holy shit.
So Gio? That's a yeah, another shade of.
Oh, he wait a second, but hear this. He was born in Italy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
so it comes back to like the story Tommy's telling.
Yeah, but I've never heard. I don't think Gino is typically short for Luigi.
I thought it was short for Giovanni.
I thought it was Gennaro or some shit like.
I always thought it was Eugenio, like Eugenio Suarez. Like,
yeah, that would make more sense too.
I think I heard it when he was on PMT. I think they said that, but this was the name years ago in my mind.
So which one are you going with?
Luigi.
Luigi. How about you, Large?
If you have another kid, would you kind of dust off that idea?
It was shot down pretty hard, so I don't know.
But that would suck if, like, I'm assuming that they would not match the rest of your children's name.
No, not
at all.
Large, your firstborn's named Debrickashaw, right? Yeah.
No, my son Finnegan, we almost named him Santino.
That was almost my name.
Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah. And we're going to call him Sonny.
I came out looking way too white. My dad is a little bit more Italian looking.
Right.
So they had to shift.
Santino Torrini would flow pretty
well. Tino Torrini would be sick.
Yeah.
Damn.
Santino McCarthy.
Good enough. Name, yeah. McCarthy doesn't.
Santino McCarthy, no. My kid was a big waterhead, you know, white.
Oh, yeah.
He looked like me. So it was Finnegan from Santino. If it was a girl, would you want Louise for Wheezy? I like Wheezy.
Ooh, I like Wheezy as a girl.
Wheezy, yeah.
Wheeze.
No, I knew someone with that name that I didn't particularly.
The news one's bizarre. It's number one with the bullet.
Oh, can we hear about her?
Yeah, why don't you like the name?
No, he doesn't like someone with that name. Or no, actually it wasn't that name, but I always thought that that was her name.
Oh, oh.
Jesus Christ.
Now I think that should win.
Exactly.
It was like a neighbor of mine. When I was like, they lived around the corner. Right. She's dead now. So.
You just thought that was her name phonetically close to that, or you just assumed?
Phonetically close to that.
I think you can say what her name was.
Yeah.
She's still alive. Her sister's dead.
Story changes by the second.
We had a little dust up back when I was in third grade.
What was the dust up? Yeah. Was she an older woman?
It's got to be water under the bridge by now.
They had
imagining like a grandma.
They had some like issues, and maybe I like said something under my breath when I was walking by, and she like chased me
to your old neighbor.
What did you say under your breath? Probably, jeez, I don't know. Maybe in like her 20s or 30s, and like chased me down the street. Like
she's young. What did what? And how old were you? Up?
I was in third grade, so maybe like 9.
What did you say?
Probably something like not nice, but like whispered it's my friend and maybe they heard it and just
said it. Sounds like you know.
Yeah,
was it?
You know and don't.
I think I just like poked fun at her weight or something like that, but like said something like that too. And I guess she heard it and like just went off the deep
end. There it is.
He's like,
oh my God.
But she sounds close to Louise, like a Denise?
Lois?
No, but their last name was like pretty close to it, so I just kind of always assumed.
Their last name? So you couldn't name your daughter kind of that.
Well, that in my mind, that's the association.
Close. Right. Yeah. And is there a significance to her sister dying?
No, I just remembered I thought it was her, but it wasn't. It was her sister. Oh,
yeah.
You are.
Is it related to her weight?
I have no idea.
Okay.
You got to assume?
I do not know.
Ballpark?
Not crazy.
Okay. I do like the idea of you whispering under your friend's breath, just like, get a load of that fat bitch over there. And just getting chased down the block.
Was it similar? Was it close to that?
No, I don't think so. I definitely knew what curse words were, and I knew what they were, but I don't think I would have said that in that type of manner.
Gotcha. All right. And Big T, what would you have picked?
News. I mean, he's still just, there's not one Schefter. Like, that's classic J.
And, I mean, it is, again. Next one we have is the number 9 seed. This was very early on in bracket history, so I don't think even you were around for this yet. You being just like bricked up all the time in school.
I would get boners at least once a class, and it would almost
Jay just bricked up 24/7.
At least.
At least.
Dude, I was rock hard for like 25 years of high school.
You said you got 7 boners a school day, right?
Isn't it at least
it was
one per period?
Like one a period outside.
You got a boner a period. It's a hatch.
Probably at least. Yeah.
At least.
I was constantly hard in high school.
High school. You got a
power. Wow, I thought it was going to be.
Like, there were girls like within arm's length of me, and I was very much a virgin. It was awesome.
No, wait,
what?
You enjoyed that?
Yeah, I mean, because you'd be thinking about it. It'd be great.
Oh, my. People were sitting in class with Steve Che, hard as a fucking brick.
Yeah,
and you were enjoying it.
Yeah, dude. Oh, man. I was probably like the hardest man of like 2003.
I think 50 that sounds, has that title. I think that'd be problematic now. You saying like, right. Yeah, I'm bricked up all the time and I love it.
Well, no.
Next to I was Sophie.
You were just staring at girls next to you getting bricked up the entire class.
Yeah.
Once a class.
Well, that wins.
I mean, I'm not like staring like this, but like you're typically in like I feel like most of my classes were like a horseshoe.
Almost. Once a class is gnarly.
That's so many boners.
8 periods a day, right?
Has to be intentional.
7 to 8.
You're 9.
Well, I mean, did you get hard at lunch?
7 to 9.
That's gotta be. Like no, like social things where you're like doing stuff. But if you're just like zoned out listening to like Catcher in the Rye summaries, like forget it. Like
yeah.
Now, did you focus on getting the boner, or would it just come?
You wouldn't try to fight it, would you?
You don't get 8 boners a day unintentionally.
Would not fight it, except when a new class was winding down, and then
yeah,
we had some issues.
Did you have a go-to thing to
talk
boner?
Books over it, backpack over it.
So people knew then.
You're
sitting at your desk with a book right here, dude.
No.
Yeah, like, Steven's hard again.
No. Like I'm saying, if I had to get up and get out of class, the bell rang.
Yeah,
I still had a boner. I'd wait, try and be the last person out, etc.
You could like dispel a boner that fast. Like just while people are filing out of the classroom?
No, I mean the first move is to try and tuck if you have the ability to in the
length.
if your pants allow.
This is going up against the number 8 seed, wanting to eat your wife.
Wife would be number 1.
Of course, yes.
Yeah. This is a safe space.
But number 2 would be...
But then there's also the possibility that I have to kill her and that would suck.
Oh yeah, there is always that possibility that you would have to kill her.
Would have to kill her.
It's like a Wesley... Che, why is there that possibility?
If we can't get off, I mean, we're going to starve to death.
Would you just
die together?
You would kill your wife
before starving to death? Or she would have to kill me.
Well, yeah. Like, whoa. There's a possibility you'd have to kill your wife.
One of us is dying, right?
Oh, yeah.
That was a tough one.
It's not like a want, but like, yeah, if we're the last two people on stranded on an island, like, yeah, so, I'd eat me too if I did.
Context is we did celebrities or people you would least want to be stranded on an island with. That was the bracket. And it came down to everyone... Basically, for the argument's sake, like Stephen Che would be like, could I beat them in a fight and then eat them? Like that's the person I would vote off, basically. And so he just, I don't remember how the conversation got to this, but it came to us asking him like, well, what happens with your wife if you're stuck there with your wife? And he's like, well, one of us is going to die and it's going to be her. And then I'm going to eat her because one of us needs to live.
He basically said that within 14 days, he'd probably have to resort to killing his wife and eating her.
It wasn't even that. Like, so at first, it was like within a week. And then yeah. I think one of you said like,
so like well, the human 14 can days. Only
you, even if she did food. Die, you wouldn't have to eat her.
Yeah.
I leave it all out on the field, man.
What does that mean?
Like, I'm not going to go down and die and not try to live.
Would you want to live after you've eaten your wife?
Probably not, but that's like a tomorrow problem.
Mm. It now, Lars, you're the only other married person.
Yeah, yeah, so that's the perspective, too, I provide.
Yes.
Yeah, so some of us looking for excuses to eat or to kill their wives.
Yes.
No, definitely not. Like, it's and to be fair, and you guys can back me up, I did this with every celebrity. Like,
yes, this is true.
Yeah, okay. Like, it's going to come to, like, we're not getting off this island. Like, it's going to come to, you know, week 2, and all right. We're going to hunt each other.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Who do you think makes it out alive?
Week 2? You could live that long without eating.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you got to figure if on some gotta berries be some and shit.
Yeah. Try to catch
a fish.
I think
you're looking to kill your wife.
How do you think it works with you and Annie? You think you would die so that because she could eat longer.
Would you want her to eat you?
Your corpse.
For survival, I would offer up, yeah, I would, you know, my thigh. Yeah, I would say. You
go body part
be
by body
okay.
Part? Yeah.
And I would definitely eat her. It would be more of a last resort. I wouldn't put a 2-weeker on it. Like, I'm just thinking about Castaway.
Yeah.
You know, like how long it would be because I could use the weight loss and stuff.
True.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, if push came to shove, I'd cave her head with a rock and eat my wife. I think the hard-on thing I got, you ever beat off in school?
In school?
Never in the, in the bathroom?
In the bathroom, yeah.
Oh.
Like if I was expecting to get 8
like yes
erections
at
that
one time.
I don't believe that.
Oh, you just had to
one time?
No one does it once.
No, I want to hear
you about crossed that barrier.
This is the answer I want.
Yeah.
What was the one time?
Because I got detention. I'd stay after.
Is there 4 erections? No, right? You didn't get
no,
what?
No,
okay.
No.
Did you jerk off every day in high school?
Of like
not at school.
Not at school.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
More than once.
Oh, no days
probably.
Off.
Probably, yeah.
More than once.
Never, no days off.
So detention, what is that? Why did you have to? Because you were
just bit into his routine of getting home and jerking off.
Oh, was it in the room?
Oh,
good was it in the classroom or the bathroom?
No, the bathroom.
Okay.
The bathroom.
You were so attached. You were an addict.
Yeah. You could say that.
It's 3:15. It's like an internal body clock. It just had to come.
This is true. I legitimately play like an after-school sport for a few seasons just because I'd rather just go home and tug it.
I found a clip.
So wait.
The last time he said tug it, you and Coley both had a freak out over because you're like, it doesn't even sound like you like it.
No, tug it sounds like a chore.
Yeah.
Pop it.
Yeah. You're like a blue-collar worker.
Yeah, exactly.
At the docks. That's had to go tug it.
Yeah, I did a little bit of... Oh, sorry.
No, it sounds flaccid, like you would tug a rope.
Yeah.
I did a little bit of quick math. 8 boners a day, over 180 school days times 4 years of high school. That is 5,760 erections. If we're to be conservative, let's say you jerked off 1% of those times. That's 57 times in high school, at school.
No, I swear I only did it once at high school.
These numbers aren't
I only not.
There is something that isn't adding up there.
5,700 boners you jerked off once.
Why'd you get detention?
I don't specifically remember, but I was pissed about it.
So you're like, I'm going to go.
Because it stopped you from jerking. Oh, it didn't stop you, but.
The opposite.
I got it in science class. I don't know why. Yeah, I was pissed about it, and yeah, fucked up my schedule.
So there's sperm in your microplate, just looking at the microscope.
So what would be the typical Tuesday? Would you beat off before school?
No, because I was like kind of a late riser, so it'd be like scramble out the door.
I'll say.
And then one before dinner, obviously, you get it between 3 and 5.
Yeah, I get
home. And one more
like
before bed, so you sleep.
3:15, 3:30, around 1. Parents get home around like 5, so like 4:30, 4:45, round 2.
Wow, that's a quick turnaround.
You could have been like a great football player or a great basketball player, but you'll never know because you needed to pound off.
Yeah, it was. I did play basketball for a bit, but yeah, it definitely interrupted the routine.
All right, so we'll start with you this time.
You guys didn't do that?
No.
I think we all jerked off a decent amount in high school, but I don't think it interfered with my desire to play sports.
Yeah, no, it was a priority.
Yeah. We can see that.
What are the two options again?
He would hypothetically eat his wife.
Yes, he said he would eat his wife versus be having a boner all the time.
Oh, I mean, it's ridiculous the way he put it, but like being stranded on an island with someone, that's like a fairly reasonable response. The other one.
Right.
I don't think it's reasonable.
This happened. There was like a Uruguayan plane crash and they were stranded. And I think they did eat each other, some of them. And the ones who survived are just... like very fucked up.
Yeah. Oh, soccer team. I can imagine. I'm not saying it's
like they would rather be dead. I think
it's preferable. I'm just that, but 8 boners a day for 4 years.
But not once did Che think I could work together with my wife. Maybe we'll make a gill net. Maybe we will go hunting,
fishing,
make spears, arrowheads. He immediately went to eating.
I'm not arguing that it's not a Che thing.
Sure,
but the high school boners is more classic Che.
I think the
mixed in with
refraining from doing a sport is.
Yeah,
to prioritize masturbate that,
and you was like, you pride yourself in your athletic prowess.
Mm. Yeah, so I was a decent athlete in high school,
but a better jacker.
Yep.
So you were a decent athlete in high school. When did you play?
I played basketball my freshman year. We had a very, very good team, and I just wasn't getting enough time. So I was like, I'll just do intramural basketball instead.
Did you have a conversation with the coach about why you were leaving?
No.
What sports did you
other
not do because of the jacking off?
Track, you said?
Track and then tennis.
Wow. So would have been a three-sport athlete.
Barely. Yeah.
Track, I didn't really have much of an interest in.
Large.
Yeah, the one's hypothetical, one's a reality, so I'll take the erection one because that had happened.
Erections, Steve?
Yeah, probably the boners.
Probably the boners, KB.
Struggle. 8 a day.
8 a day, and how long did they last? Were they raging? Were they pulsing?
Talking down 8 a day. Talking 8 of them down a day. That's,
right. Like, I'm starting to wonder if that's more time hard than not at school.
I have one more question. Did you get them on the weekend at the same time as well? Or was it only because you were being...
It depends on like level of engagement, right? Because I just zoned out in class a lot.
Yeah. And you were around girls.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Weekends, typically not.
That's the problematic yeah. part for me.
Yeah.
Why?
Which one are you going
just, in 2022, I don't know that you can say that.
Well, if this would have happened in 2022, if he was like sitting there, like just fucking getting rock like hard and just being like looking at a girl and being like, "I'm hard for you right now. I'm imagining fucking you." Like, yeah, that.
Oh, well, he stopped just one step shy.
Well, that helps from being problematic, I think.
You weren't a sweatpant guy at school, were you?
Can't be.
No, not really. Sweatpants would be like the easy tuck, but no, it's more like I would be basketball shorts.
People saw you hard.
Yeah. No, because that's the easiest thing to tuck in.
But were you tucking in the middle of class? Like right now, if you're sitting...
Sitting down in class. So yeah, I'd be sitting at a desk. So there's no real visibility of like my groin.
You say you're growing?
Groin.
Oh, okay.
I thought you said is growing.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it, I think, getting an erection. But sorry, KB, what are you picking? The being bricked up or the...
Are you saying you would only eat your wife if she had passed from a different reason, or it would be 1v1 as soon as you were stranded together? Like
No. Like, we would absolutely try to make a good faith effort to get off the island, but at the end of the day, like, I'm not a very handy guy, so I got my limits.
Don't forget the handsaw.
So how would she die in this hypothetical? Or you would...
We would talk about it, and, I mean, I would probably offer myself up.
Would you mean it?
Why would someone have to be killed?
We gotta survive, right? Like that. It would just be.
I think that
eating more.
I don't think I'd want to survive after killing.
Yeah, I'm
a
not
person
saying I would.
So if your wife was like, "No, I'm kill me and eat me," you would have.
You just instantly take a rock to her head.
I mean, what are we doing?
Survival is desperation. I'll go the boners.
Both the boners. It's gonna move on, but Nick,
that's just horny. This is damn near criminal.
I'm trying. I don't know the extent of it. It sounds like if you're stranded with anybody, it's going to be someone's getting eaten.
Yeah, we did that whole episode. I was trying to...
But you're the only one that thought that. I was thinking of somebody I'd want to be partnered up, you know, who was handy.
Yeah, to help escape. Yeah.
You went right to eating, and then your wife, you brought in your wife to this.
No, I think we definitely brought it into play. Yeah.
My fault. It's eating your wife.
Eating the wife, Tommy.
I'm going boners, just because it is like the image of 14-year-old Stephen Che every day rearing up to get a boner and then rearing it down at the end of class, not playing sports. I almost don't want to push it through because I don't want to keep talking about his boners, but it's his boners.
Okay, so now we have the 1 seed versus the 16 seed play in. We'll do the play in first. The play in is Stephen Che moments that happen outside of the bracket. So it's going to be moments that are Yak, regular Barstool, whatever it is. Some of these I'm not even fully aware of just because I don't listen to every episode of the Yak. So Nick and KB, you'd probably be able to shed more light on them.
Yeah.
This is mostly based off of Nick's list. The data having no ties in the NFL this year, and then there being a tie week one.
Yeah.
Tough.
That was a tough scene.
So Che prides himself on data. He crunches these numbers to have the most accurate projections of the NFL season. One thing he hung his hat on this year was that there will be no ties this year, week one.
And week one.
And week two.
Last year. But yeah.
Last year? Okay.
Who else tied?
Colts, Texans,
that was it.
That was week one, and then week two.
Week one, there was very close to being another one with the Steelers and
Bengals. Yeah, but there was not.
Yeah, there wasn't.
Next up, we have, and I don't know this one, trapping Big Cat into making fun of his disabled brother.
Yes, there's a clip online about that.
I did not trap anyone.
It was entrapment. I'm sure we could pull the clip if we want.
Big Cat kept making fun of his brother's order at David
Buster's.
It was like green chili soup, and he was like, "Who would ever get green chili soup?"
It was about your brother's affinity.
You were warning him. You were like, "Yeah, I don't think you want to do this."
Like, your brother? Does he have a girlfriend? You're like, "No." He's like, "He doesn't have a girlfriend. What a loser!" And then you're like, "Well," and then you drop it on him. You let him back himself into this corner.
That was good.
It's an all-time Yak clip.
This is a.
I think I have it saved on my phone. This was.
Yeah, I have to see this.
I really want
to. Have to see this. I mean, it's not something that I wanted to say, but. He got so far into it, I couldn't not say it.
Yeah. I mean, I honestly respect the hell out of that move. We'll pull up the clip, too. The next one I also don't know. Steve Klitt.
Steve Klitt is a Che persona. When the Yak was just me and Kyle, we turned it into Fuck FM, and he was our DJ. And Steve Klitt just loved eating pussy, and he had a voice.
That's just Steve
Seems Che. Pretty similar to Stephen Che.
It's Stephen Che with a different voice.
Steve Klitt.
Yeah, he's an early morning radio DJ named Steve Klitt, KLITT. Sounds like a radio station as well.
The way you just the way you pronounce Kyle Trask, how do you pronounce it?
There's a video of you when the Tampa Bay Buccaneers drafted Kyle Trask, and it was my least favorite pronunciation of all time.
So I'm trying to think how
Tampa Bay Buccaneers draft Kyle Trask, and it that's how it went.
This is like a Giovanni Bernard type deal,
but unintentional.
Oh.
I think if you we could pull it up on your Twitter, you had a video when they drafted him.
Gotcha.
this is
completely unaware. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Asking Sass if he'd rather take a shirt off on the Yak or if he'd rather his mom take her shirt off.
Yeah. Sass is self-conscious about his nipples, and then Che's like, so Sass, would you rather you take off your shirt on the Yak or your mom come in and take off your shirt? And everybody was like, what the fuck? obviously Sass would.
I think Owen got legitimately mad from that.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a good clip, though.
Calling masturbating in the shower a productive shower.
Yeah. I mean, you got to do it once in a while.
Yo, get the venom out early in the morning.
You're shockingly horny.
I thought everyone was this
morning. He's got a high T. He's a very, very high T man. So among those, which one would you guys want to vote in? Also, I didn't hear. There's one that I forgot to, I think, add to the bracket, which I'll add as a bracket moment. You said once that you would rather have $20 than have fluency in a foreign language.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, that was a great moronic.
One. That was a great one. I'm not cultured. I'm never going to be cultured. What am I doing?
Dope.
What's the value? What's the value of $20?
$20.
Well, like, that's not even worth
it. No, we didn't even say you had to learn the language. You said $20.
You were going
to
wake up.
Yeah, you'd wake up fluent in Portuguese.
Mandarin. Go to Chinatown. And
Why'd you go to that and not, like,
that's just Spanish. What we're here. We're in New York.
Right.
Okay.
And Mandarin's hard to learn.
Yeah. It is very hard to learn.
And Steven's Asian.
Oh, okay.
There are TikTok videos of guys who speak like more obscure languages, and they go into like a store with people from that country and they like speak it to them, and they're so shocked, and they give them like whatever they want for free. Yeah.
You could love
get,
you.
Just doing that one time, you could get more than $20 worth of shit.
Or even if you want to think in terms of like posting the TikTok, you'll get paid from like the views or something of that video.
Was
more
that
than
dude
$20.
That died that you told us about last time we were discussing this?
Oh, I did. Liu Xiao. He was my favorite. He's a polyglot.
Yeah.
His brother thinks he was murdered, but he spoke like 18 languages. He would go on YouTube and just go surprise people.
I mean, I think it's fascinating. I don't know. We'll add that on too. But we'll start with you, Tommy. Which one of those would you want as the chain candidate?
So is the foreign language one technically isn't. It is from the bracket.
It is from the bracket. Yeah, that's the only
one. Can I see the brother clip?
I'm asking Greer for it right now because Greer.
Yeah, I'll slice it in too.
Greer sends it to us a lot.
I mean, I haven't seen it, but just based on the description, I have to go with that.
Yeah, I'm kind of in on that one as well, Nick.
You could tell Big Cat was like about to begin just a little ball bust and a chase,
yeah.
Brother.
Yeah.
And I think the lay person would have stopped it. Just be like, well, listen, you let him back himself into a corner.
I felt like I did stop it.
You waited a little too long.
Okay.
Yeah. He got some roasts off.
Nick, you're going with the...
Yeah, I'm going with that.
Going with that, KB.
That's funnier, but the more absurd thing is the $20 over knowing an entire language.
I'm awful with learning languages, and I've tried and tried and tried.
It's tough. I'll go... Okay, so one vote for that. Steve, which one of those would you pick?
Yeah, I guess looking back at it, the Big Cat brother thing was...
I can't wait to watch this clip.
Was pretty good.
Large?
It's tough. This is Sophie's choice. $20 for a language is such a... just the intrinsic worth.
How much would you pay to learn a language instantly?
But like to have it just in my brain the next
Neo,
day?
Neo, just... Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I would pay thousands of dollars. Even for like a... Like an obscure language, too. Yeah. I just love to have that knowledge in my head. I love the idea of Steve Klitt.
Yeah, Steve Klitt was awesome.
That was, yeah.
Say it.
Steve Klitt.
Yeah, I'm going with it. I like that.
Welcome
so
us into Fuck FM.
Oh, jeez.
It's like 95.7.
I think his role was just to say Steve.
He just said his name.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be like 95.
95.7. Fuck FM. I'm Steve Klitt.
Yeah. Hold on. Zaz about to pull up the intro music.
Oh, do we have...
Welcome back to Fuck FM. Fuck FM. 97.3 Fuck FM. God, fuck all the fucking nothing but the fuck.
So that was on the rare occurrence where it was just me and Kyle on Sirius.
Jesus.
Yeah. Those are great. Steve. Those are fun.
That's really
fun. I think I'm Steve Klitt.
Steve Klitt. You're not Steve Klitt. You wish you were. T?
Some great choices here. The $20 is just so ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I think I have to pick that.
So that's
I mean, it's crazy talk.
I am wildly uncultured, and it makes
me... I am also. Yeah. But like,
what is
that's
the
crazy.
Downside to knowing a language?
I don't even think it's...
$20 is so small.
That's, yeah, yeah. No, but like...
Like even...
I just...
If $20 fell out of your pocket, it wouldn't bother you probably that much.
No.
Like, if you lose $20, it does not impact your day in the slightest.
I think the value of the 20 is what the bigger issue is. Because if you said, like, I'd rather, like, have, like, $2,000 than have fluency in a foreign language, like, okay.
Oh, that, yeah. Well, like, yeah, you sure. Crossed.
That's what I'm saying.
If you said 100, it would still be wrong, but I could consider it.
Exactly, yeah.
You can't even get a dinner for
100, it might be worse, because you know there's no hyperbole that's, like, that's still way too low.
Correct. Yeah, 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 yeah. But... That's 500% more than what we're talking about.
Yeah.
I think you're just discounting how little I want to go into another area where I am not the native tongue.
You wouldn't have to go there.
Yeah. You just knowing speak German
it,
now.
That would be like a nest egg. You could that's profitable.
Breaking down all 22 film in Mandarin? You don't think there's a market Spanish? For that?
Yeah. And in my defense, I did take Mandarin actually in college and tried to do it. Didn't
it's
work.
So hard.
I took Spanish in high school, but just like, yeah, it's not in my set of things that I would like to do. I would rather have like $20 than learn a new language.
Wow, that's crazy.
That's insane.
Do you know how much people pay for like Rosetta Stone? Like, it's like $400.
I don't want to go anywhere.
So that's the winner, and it's going to go up against the one seed, which is one of my favorite stories ever told. On the bracket, which is the Ballad of Jack Joyce.
There was a kid in my high school, Jack, and he drove like an actual monster truck to school.
That's cool. That's different. Actual monster truck's very cool. Wait. If you drove a grave digger to school,
confirmed monster truck. It was a monster truck. Like
I don't believe that.
Oh my God.
Are you here for this? I forget.
I think I was here for a retelling of it.
Gotcha. So Jack Joyce, I feel like I shouldn't even explain it.
I think Stephen Trey.
You have to explain the Ballad of Jack Joyce.
Sure. I don't know how we really got on it, but...
About high school, I think we were talking.
You're drafting the coolest guys.
Coolest guy. Okay, right. So right. There was a guy in high school who... My high school had like a parking lot, but you had to win a lottery, and there's very few spots. There was just like 2-hour parking all around. So people would be parked kind of like way down the street. And there was one guy, and he seemed to always kind of park near me. We would get in at similar times. His name was Jack Joyce, nondescript guy, wore like a white undershirt every day, but he drove a he drove a full size monster truck.
That you could stop there. Yeah. There was a kid who drove a monster truck to school.
Well, the thing, he was like a complete nondescript guy, like really nice,
white undershirts.
Nothing like super memorable about him in my brain, outside of the fact that he drove this ridiculous car, and yeah, there was a lot of... questioned about this.
Purple, right?
The wheels were as big as me, maybe even a little bit bigger. Getting into the car, I feel like... I think he like climbed the wheel and then got into the... But I never understood how it was a legal vehicle. But yeah, he showed up to that thing to school every day driving that thing.
He pretty much instantly...
Did it fit in a lane?
Everywhere around the high school that I see him going is like a... There's not two lanes. Like, it's one. Like, there's two lanes. Where they go
New Jersey is, like, the most ridiculous place for that to be. Maybe, like, North Dakota. Like,
right. Whoa. I agree. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Literally the most dense population in the country now.
Yeah, it is.
New Jersey. Yeah.
Like, traffic. Rough. Yeah.
So that's going up against the $20 language thing. We'll start with you, Tommy. Which one do you want?
I mean, this is tough because, you know, Jack Joyce, as iconic as he is, it's not really a Stephen Che.
It was a Stephen Che story that we did enjoy a lot.
Right, but it's not about Stephen, you know? Whereas, like, choosing to get $20 over a foreign language is just Stephen Che to his core. Just that pure ignorance of just being like, I want an Andrew Jackson instead of being fluent in a language. I mean, Jack Joyce is amazing, but if we're talking... You know, pure Che. I think that the foreign language is more pure Che.
Foreign language, Nick?
Yeah, it's people pay so much to learn that in years and years of learning. If you could be gifted
7 years you need for fluency.
For free? Yeah, it's that.
KB.
I think this one's more just making, like, insulting Che for being stupid. I want to kind of hype up. No, it's that. It's the language. $20 is just absurd. It's too low.
Steve?
Yeah, I mean, it's a wildly ignorant and borderline offensive take for me. So I'm not going to vote for that one. But yeah, like,
Jack Joyce,
I'd rather just have like some General So's and a Coke Zero and go watch a movie.
Mm-hmm. With the $20, yeah.
Then speak German.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I'm going to take the language thing.
The language.
And I tell you, it's refreshing that nobody, I think it's one of the only shows where nobody calls bullshit on any of this stuff. Like, you're like, how did he park? Like, right away, me living in Jersey. That didn't happen. But I do believe that it happened. I do believe that it happened. I do. But because it's you. It's the only reason I fucking believe Jack Joyce existed.
Mm-hmm. Big time.
Yeah, a monster truck.
I was skeptical. Like when
we texted my friend about it.
We were very skeptical at first.
Oh, you were? Okay, good.
We were like, are you sure it wasn't just a big truck?
Like, I've seen lifted trucks with pretty big tires.
But he said that if this tire is 6 feet tall...
Yeah,
that's a monster.
Enormous.
Like, could have been in the monster truck rally.
Wouldn't have been allowed on the road.
It didn't have like.
I don't think they're street legal.
No,
got it.
So like a
wouldn't fit.
So my brother's actually really into monster trucks. So like a typical monster truck. So I've been to actually a lot of monster truck rallies.
What a loser! What's wrong?
A typical monster truck is almost like a pickup truck where it has like the front where it's like a 2-seater and then a back bed and like kind of a thing like that. It was not like that. It was basically. I don't even know what kind of model car it would be, but it was like, do you remember Thumper from the game Twisted Metal?
Good call.
A hearse almost. Mm-hmm. It wasn't necessarily that, but it was like kind of that long.
So was it not a truck?
Kind of big cab.
It wasn't a truck.
That kind of.
It was
never a truck?
I mean, it was a monster truck for sure. I mean, this thing was huge, but I'm saying it wasn't.
It's like a station wagon?
Definition. No.
What differentiated it from a truck? Like an F-350?
Being big.
It wasn't a truck? It didn't have that like back bay.
What is a monster truck?
It's like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It didn't have like that back like flat bed like a
bed
truck would
a cabin.
Be.
Willie had a monster truck. I'm sorry, right? You've seen it?
Yeah.
Willie Colon. That's right. He had one in Jersey. These drivers was like wrapped in Yankees
stuff,
skin had Louis Vuitton and stuff. So I guess it does exist. Again, I'm not questioning you, but
it's kind of like this thing I'm looking at right here.
Kind of, yes. And it was purple. That one, the red one. That.
So this is what we're looking at. Just so you guys know,
that's a monster truck.
And
for the people listening, is that a clip art image of just like a cartoon? And then it looked like just like that.
See, that's not what I had in my head. That's just that's really big tires.
Yes, I'm telling you,
that's
like,
not a monster truck.
I mean, I was pretty much.
I think at that age, I would call it a monster truck. I'd be like,
they're ridiculously sized tires.
They were 6 feet tall.
Yes, they're like, dude, they were my height.
So the winner. Is the $20 or foreign language.
Obviously, yeah.
Before we get into the second half, let's hear from our second sponsor, our third sponsor of the day, Ridge. All right, let's talk about Ridge Wallet. The Ridge Wallet is an ultra-slim, minimalist wallet. It holds up to 12 cards, plus room for cash. There's over 30 colors and styles, including carbon fiber and burnt titanium. It's made with RFID blocking technology that protects you from digital pickpocketers. And they also have a new key case that Nick was just raving to me about that helps you organize your keys. It secures anything from 2 to 6 keys, and it organizes them in a compact silhouette for fold-out and easy access. There's 6 colors and styles, including, once again, carbon fiber and burnt titanium. Check out their site, ridge.com, and use the code LCB for 10% off your order. Thanks, Ridge Wallet. On the other half, we're going to start out with our 11 seed, the time that Steven Tyler slapped you in the face.
Slapped me in the chest with a glove.
Okay. I knew it was something along those lines. Wait, can you explain the story for Large and Big T?
Sure. So I was lucky enough to attend Super Bowl 48 at MetLife Stadium, and they had no tailgating. So very high security. So instead of the whole parking lot was basically made into security, like way tighter than airport security. So you would wait online at the outskirts of the parking lot, go through this very long maze where you get checked several times. That was basically the length of the parking lot to go through. And my buddy and I got off the train to go in, and we were walking around. We walked as far as possible to see if there would be a shorter line. And we got to the end of it. line wasn't shorter, but we found out that that's where the celebrity drop-off was. So I saw Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, obviously a very recognizable guy, coming out of his car. So he was maybe like, probably like where Noah is from us, like, you know, 20-ish feet away, 20, 25 feet. And I zoomed in with my phone on him, and he just got out of the car. He's wearing like some type of mink.
Here's the picture, by the way, like that. That he took in this moment.
So I take that of him, and I'm like, oh, sick. I got a picture of Steven Tyler. And he makes a beeline right for me, takes off one of his leather gloves, and slaps me in the chest. And he goes, don't take a fucking picture of me. And as he did that, I snapped another photo, still zoomed in. So that is the actual photo of him
with a club. Oh, man.
And that is just,
I wasn't on that episode.
And this is going up against the time that, oh, you, so you didn't know that?
No.
Oh, that's crazy. The time that you used Liz as an excuse to get out of jury duty.
Oh, that's that's oh, this is the tough best. To beat. So, this is a good one.
This one, a good explanation for the fellows as well.
So I had jury duty maybe like 2 or 3 years ago, and never gotten jury duty before in my life. So I get there, and, you know, I've heard stories about, oh, you can get out of it, just say this and this and whatever. I didn't really know it was real. So you get there, and you get, I don't know, like a booklet, maybe like 10, 15 pages where you have to sign and consent to everything and agree to this like super long questionnaire. And they tell you what the case is and the, you know, the whatever, the defense and prosecutor, whoever, all those people are there. And the attorneys are basically looking to weed people out that may have some type of bias. So the case was, it was a hit and run case. So it's like, oh, do you know anyone that has ever, you know, gotten hit by a car? And I mean, I was friendly with Liz, and, you know, she did the show right before the act. She was on Big If True, and so I'd see her every day, and, you know, she'd be hobbling out on her crutches. And so I wrote, like, yeah, I know someone that was hit by a car, and I don't want to participate. And then so I got called up, and they asked me, like, do you know someone? I was like, yeah, like, my coworker is my friend. Like,
it was a case with, like, a woman that got hit by a car, and I said that I couldn't do it because I had a friend, a coworker that was hit by a car. So I
Are you talking about Liam?
Did you use Liz to get out
Did you use Liz?
Yeah.
I did.
And it's important to note, Liz wasn't just hit. She was pulverized.
Almost. She went flying in the air. Like, you've got the tape. No, she went 25 feet in the air.
Yeah.
And, like, was doing cartwheels in midair.
We have tape?
Right. We have
absolutely broken by that car.
Yeah. Yes. Destroyed by that motor vehicle. And so, that's how you described it, I'm assuming.
Yeah, so I was pardoned.
Like, she got fucking destroyed by this.
Would you have actually had bias? Legally, yes.
Gotcha. In case the state of New York or New Jersey listens to this. So the Steven Tyler slap or using Liz as an excuse to get out of jury duty. We'll start with you, Big T.
I don't think that's you would have been lying to say no.
Weird.
I don't think that's crazy.
Saying that he's so emotionally shooken up by Liz getting hit by a car.
He got out of jury duty, which is a cool move.
That is cool. Not all Che moments need to be a bad thing.
No, it's
the story was just so funny.
He used Liz.
Liz getting just pulverized by this.
Yeah.
I don't think that's crazy. If they ask if you know somebody who's been hit by a car and you know someone who was hit by a car.
So you're going to go with Steven Tyler?
I guess, neither of these are calling to me. Mm-hmm. I guess Steven Tyler, yeah.
Steven Tyler?
I would have done the same thing in the jury duty thing.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of us would have.
That's tough. I've never been to jury duty. I'm 50.
Wow.
Yeah, I think they know I'm racist.
Yeah.
The Steven Tyler thing seems like more of a Steven Tyler story. The Liz thing, like I've had an aide who got killed by a hit and run coming off a bus. I won't talk too much about it. I would have used Liz before her just because, you know, Liz was around. I didn't never really knew my aunt. So I admire it. Yeah, I think I like Liz. Mm. I like Liz.
One for Liz. Which one would you go with?
It's my aunt.
I'd go Liz.
Go Liz as well.
Was this like a questionnaire that just asked yes or no? Do you know someone? Or how did you explain
it was like a yes or no, and then it was like, if yes, like, describe. And
you just wrote down.
And they go through, like, who is this
person? So you just wrote down, yes, my coworker got hit by a car.
Pulverized. Like, yeah. Circle yes, like, and you yes, my coworker.
And then they were like, you're excused?
Then, called me up, and they're like, hey, is this, like, legit? Like, you know someone that got hit? And I was like, yeah.
Did you, like, try to seem sad when they asked you?
Yeah, I did.
So, like, how did you answer?
Be like, yeah, my coworker, like, unfortunately.
You have Liz's phone number?
Yes, I do. I
call her up.
Liz when she was here.
Call her up.
I haven't talked to her in a long time.
Where'd you go? Where are you going to go with KB?
I think the significance of the Steven Tyler one was we were talking about Steven Tyler on the bracket, and he just happened to
have a story about it.
Yeah.
It was about who was the smelliest. He was like, I actually have smelled him before. Like, what? Wait, what?
Yeah.
It was that moment that made it ridiculous.
And the photographic proof is funny.
Yes.
Yes, this is a great photo.
Yeah. You go Steven Tyler?
Yes.
All right, Nick?
I'm going to go Steven Tyler.
Three for Steven Tyler. You can tie one.
I'm going Liz. That's
I think if you like went out of your way to appeal, to bring that to them to get out of it, but it sounds like they put it on a tee for you.
Yeah. But I just think that the tagline there, Stephen Che uses Liz getting crunched by a car to get out of jury duty, is just very funny.
Get churned into hamburger meat by that.
Che was so emotionally devastated.
Right. Yeah. So we got a tie. Goochman, which one are you going with?
I mean, Liz got fucking pulverized.
He got blasted.
Got to go with that one. I agree with Lars. It feels more like a Steven Tyler story on the other side.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to go. That's going to be the advance. And then now we have the three seed, which is maybe out of all of these, it's my second favorite on this entire list, although it is the three seed. you using the flashlight app with ads.
How many employees does it take to get portrait lock off of an iPhone? Incredible work.
You also just taught me how to find the flashlight. I never knew how to find the flashlight. I haven't.
No way.
That is a flashlight.
Wait, you have a separate app for your for a flashlight?
Yeah, and it plays ads on volume. It's very annoying.
He uses the flashlight app with ads.
Oh fuck!
Which was one of the.
Oh my god!
I forgot about that.
Holy shit!
So we were trying to tell or show Steve during the bracket how to use screen record on your phone. And he figured out with him and everything. And then he's like, oh, and you just taught me how to use the flashlight app. And like, we're like, well, what have you been doing like since then or before that? And he's like, oh, I have a third party flashlight app with ads that I've been using the entirety of the time you've ever had a smartphone.
And it just makes your phone screen
yellow.
White.
Yeah.
It makes your phone
white.
It doesn't turn. You could have just Googled white.
Yeah. So it's one of my all time favorites. And that's going up against the number 14 seed. Just the that time he kept doing Justin Bieber with that voice, but none of us could understand.
Justin Bieber.
Doing it like that, and we couldn't figure it out.
We got to the bottom of it.
The clip, yeah.
He's not the best in the world.
No, but he's good.
Bieber's not putting any. He's got not getting any fame because of his moonwalking. You're saying he does an okay moonwalk because he's Bieber.
Nick, did you catch that too?
What was that, Steven?
Yeah, Steven, what was that? What was that little Justin Bieber thing you just did?
That's another, like, one of these names where whenever I hear it, that's just instinct. Justin Bieber.
But it was very funny at the time. So, Tom, you go first.
Oh, it's the flashlight. As the Justin Bieber one, funny. But using a third-party flashlight app with ads that isn't even really a flashlight. It's just a
white screen.
Kind of bright
ads.
Screen. It's easily that.
Nick?
Yes, 100% that.
100% KB.
I don't even think people downloaded that with the first iPhone. Yeah, it's that.
Has so I learned what the command center was.
Yes.
So has that always been the iPhone?
That's not
a while.
It's been there, but for a while now.
I'd bet 6 years.
Okay. Something around there, yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
The flashlight app has always been there, the built-in one. I can tell you that.
Oh yeah, no, that's what I'm asking. That has always been
not since the first. No,
I don't think so.
It came iPhone 4-ish, maybe.
Okay, but it's been there for a very long,
very long
than
time.
The command center.
Zippo, the Zippo lighter app would have worked better.
Yeah. So which one are you going to go with, Steve?
Yeah, I guess the flashlight one. That was.
Oh, largest figure.
Lars, did you just figure out about the flashlight?
No.
I just went on the flashlight app to see what it was. Like, it just asked to send me push notifications, the whole deal. It's a real deal app. I mean,
that's not the one Steven was
using. Kay went to the store to download it. Is that it?
I believe so. I'm on it right now. And it's got a compass.
Pro or something like that.
And it's got some ads down here.
iFlash Pro.
Yeah, so there's a little more to it. So I'm definitely going with, there's an SOS. Which I'm afraid to touch.
On a tennis court.
Yeah. I'll definitely go with this. I don't know the Justin Bieber one too well, but I'm fascinated by this one.
Can you go with that one? Wait, which one are you going with, Steve? You're going flashlight?
Flashlight,
big T?
Oh, flashlight and a landslide.
So you use Flashlight Pro. It has 2 stars.
and it's one like review.
It's like a black logo with maybe like a hint of orange or.
That's what I'm looking at. Yeah, and it's just one review.
Is it that low?
Yeah, 2 stars. Yeah.
Is there a written review for it, or is it just like...
I just downloaded the app and will give a better, more updated review after I've used it for a while, but I can't understand why the developer hasn't updated this for 4 years.
I'm going to go watch some Bucks film, and then I'll get back to you.
Is this you?
No, I never write reviews for the stuff.
Okay, so, well, except for games. That counts technically as a review, no? If you watch a game?
Oh.
It's a breakdown.
So. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I don't want to devalue it. Okay, so Flashlight App's going to move on. Next up, we have the 10 seed. Steve, consistently being pretty racist against Asian people.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's been a recurring theme.
The Mark Wahlberg one recently was one of my favorites.
Yes. I forgot about that.
Or, like, we talked about, like, an Asian woman getting into a car accident, and you were just like, yeah, it was probably her fault.
Well, no, he got into a really bad car accident this morning, and I was the hero of it.
Okay, so that's actually the first time you brought it up was when you talked about how you're not a good driver and you said, yeah, it's probably a genetic thing or something along those lines.
Right,
you're like, why would you say that?
Are you a bad driver and do you blame your genes?
Yes and yes.
And that's going up against the number 7 seed. Fuck, this might actually be my favorite one. We did a bracket of the best smells and... You talked about how every now and then when there's a really smelly homeless person in the subway, he's like, yeah, sometimes, you know, I just want to go over, get a whiff.
I don't like go out of my way, but like, yeah, if I see homeless people, like I'm not straight, like holding my breath and I'm just like, okay.
That's exactly how I think I just described.
What? You like to catch whiffs of homeless.
It's like I think if I watched the clip, if I remember right, he's
here for this.
If I remember the clip right, he said it in the way where it's like, oh, it's a shock to your system. It's like you're like a good way to wake yourself.
You're using homeless people as smelling salts?
No, not necessarily.
You didn't have to say necessarily.
Yeah, no, you didn't. I'm not avoiding them, and I'm not holding my breath around them. So yes, I'll catch a whiff, and then I'll think about it.
You said you would inhale intentionally.
Yeah, I'll catch a whiff.
Just to see, yeah.
Yeah, I smelled a gnarly one yesterday.
Oh, no. I mean, it's absolutely this.
Smelled a gnarly one.
I wonder if I want to say I can find this clip because I definitely watched it and it was very funny. Wait, so you smelled a gnarly one? What was the scent? Piss and shit?
Was it piss and shit?
No, like they usually don't smell like bathroom from what I... Like the most, like if there's a guy who's got like shit all over him, like yeah, like that's not it. But like my interaction with New York right now is in this office, like 3 blocks Penn Station, just the New Jersey Transit side. So I'm not really in the city, but I do pass several homeless people that live in Penn Station, and I recognize them, and I've seen them for years, and they've changed and stuff.
And they're like, oh, here comes the guy that's gonna come over and fucking smell me.
Comes the sniff.
Oh, but like yeah, you pass by, and you're just like, okay. And that's kind of it. You just kind of make a mental note. All right, that's what that person smells like.
You took a mental note.
I'm not going out of my way, but like, yeah, if I pass them, I'm going to still keep breathing and do like I do with everyone else. So I'm actually treating them the best because I'm not giving them special treatment and making them feel like freaks.
No, you're just going over to them and sniffing
them.
I'm
not going over to them. I'm passing them and I am just breathing normal. Nothing.
You're not. You don't inhale sharper or anything?
No. But, like, you notice it.
I think it's a very voluntary action because I pass homeless people all the time and don't have to hold my breath. You just don't sniff.
You just don't notice it. You just don't notice. Like, you're probably walking around like, I'm not, like, again, I'm not going up to people and going, like, on their clothes. But, like, yeah, you walk through the office. You have your nose open. You smell things.
I have part of the clip here. This is from before you. This is only our 11th episode.
I would like to get a quick whiff and just go by just to kind of judge the shock factor.
what the fuck
for the shock factor.
Yeah, so it is kind of smelling salts. No,
yeah, no, that's exactly what it sounds like.
So the matchup is the being racist against Asians versus the smelling homeless people. Start with you, Big T.
I mean, let he among us who is not a casually racist against Asians cast the first stone. Clearly, the homeless people.
And to give a little context on the like recently the Asian one, we told Stephen Trey about how Mark Wahlberg beat up a Vietnamese man only strictly for the fact that the person was Vietnamese.
Yep.
And Trey was like, oh, big deal. Big. And Trey was like, I don't even care.
This came out and it was 1988 in Boston.
Yeah, I know.
What are you going to do?
Yeah. I'm just 88 in Boston. You see a Vietnamese man, your hands are tied. You got to pulverize
him. I'm going to blind him.
Saying,
like, I'm sure that shit happened all the time. You were so okay with it.
What's the statute of limitations on this guy?
It doesn't make it any less fucked up.
Yeah, no, it is fucked up. But I'm just saying, like, that wasn't crazy out of the norm. Like, you probably saw people.
I don't know if this is like more of an insult.
There's a lot of things out of the norm.
I think it's
not going to pardon
Boston.
Yeah.
Is Holocaust like water under the bridge?
Holocaust, by definition, pretty out of the norm.
Yeah.
But it was a long time ago.
It was a very long time. It's like way longer ago than Mark Wahlberg's offenses.
And you know.
It's 1942 in Germany. What are you supposed to do?
Sorry, Big T, you're going with smelling homeless people?
Oh, yeah. By a lot.
Smelling homeless people? Large?
I think I'm going to go with the self-hate, the Asian thing.
The Asian thing, Steve?
I love Asian people. Just like.
Just don't.
Gotta be
mind.
Drivers like that's it.
Where are you gonna go?
It's the
Asian
overt racism toward Asians.
Mm-hmm. It's 3-1.
I think the hate is a cope. I think you can accept that you are a bad driver.
Oh, I accept that I'm a bad driver.
No, but you as an individual, not as a Asian man. I think you want to blame your.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's smelling homeless people.
Smelling homeless people.
I think I'm going with the Asian hate as an it's Chappelle, it's Clayton Bixby, it's you know the black white supremacist. Like it's just such a character but it's so genuine and he says it with such conviction every time. It's that.
It's going to move on. And lastly, last matchup of the day.
I have to say, and this is my fault because I didn't submit it, but. My favorite Stephen Trey moment of all time, I think, maybe isn't going to get mentioned. If it's not here, I will add it, maybe.
Okay.
Because I know what the 2 seed's going to be.
15 seed's not super strong, so like you can sub it with here if it's bad. It was, in fact, actually, yeah, definitely sub it. Because it's when you were adamant in defending Jared Leto's performance as the Joker.
I got a better one than that. So two is circles, right?
That was crazy, though.
Then this one's hard to beat. I think it is him emailing Tinder customer support when a girl unmatched with him.
Oh. You were trying to hook up with a MILF, no?
Yeah, actually, it actually resulted in no hits. It was a very sad experience. Some would say rock bottom of my life, but
was it MILF?
Tell Big T and Lawrence that
probably
story.
The low point of my life. So I had been in a serious relationship from the senior year of college, basically, till after 5.5 years we were together. And it was right around the time that apps were popping off and it all seemed very exciting. And I was unable to participate, obviously. But once I became a single guy, I was extremely interested in that. So it was very appealing to me that you could see, you know, search people by age, where they lived, etc. So, one night. I downloaded Tinder and I was checking it out and I was looking for older women and I reached the...
Wait, you were looking specifically for older women?
Yeah, he had the age slider.
Oh, okay.
Not like crazy old, but I think at that time I was probably 27, so probably like 32 to 42, something like that. Mm. And I had made a match and it was my first match. So I was very excited. And I was caught off guard and it was embarrassingly late. It was probably like 1 o'clock in the morning. And I'd work the next day. It was a weeknight. And so I matched with this person. And I just wrote something very neutral, like, hey. And then I have no experience with these apps and I got unmet and like she just went away. So blocked or whatever. I still don't know to this day how it works. So I was very upset because I'd went through and I was selective. I wasn't like, you know, whatever, left or right, everyone. So I was like, what the hell? Like, this is supposed to work. So I emailed customer support and I was like, hey, what the hell happened here? And
what was their response? I'm curious.
I never got a response.
Okay. It's too. That's one where I feel like you could let the person figure it out.
Yeah, they probably they're sending that around as a joke and as a Christmas card.
Yeah.
So that's going to go up against Steven not understanding circles.
Which is, this is a very fun one.
This was shocking.
Now I'm realizing all of my nominations were incorrect.
It's gonna get worse.
You got circular wrong.
The next one is the second option is dog's bellies for petting. Which has no, it has no discernible shape.
I mean,
dog's bellies for petting.
Yeah, it's round. Well, nice little
long and narrow.
What? I don't know what a circle is.
Yeah. We did an episode. It was best circular things. Pretty easy to put together. The submissions that Steve gave me were dogs' bellies when you pet them. How we feel about that?
Circular motion, is that?
No.
Or the dog's belly itself.
Oh, the belly itself? Yeah, it's not a circle. Go ahead.
Fishing rods when you catch a fish.
That one I still
also
maintain.
Not like, a circle.
Not a circle.
It's yeah. The fish is roughly
big
an arc.
If that's the fish is big enough, it's a circle.
It goes behind you?
Yeah. And after that was a football helmet, which is the most circular of the entire bunch. And then cat's backs when you go to pet them. They'd go into cat's pose.
So it's bizarre. They're not circles.
They're not circles.
Yeah, yeah, hula hoops.
Anything that isn't a straight line is a circle, I think, in Steven's mind.
Remember, Owen asked him, he said something along the lines of like, Owen, do you think like a penis is circular? And he goes, the top, yeah. Yeah. Everything was circular.
Is the letter J a circle?
Yes, Lester.
I don't think so.
You well, said, like, last time
no,
you said,
the answer is
circular.
No.
That's the last.
I don't
bottom
think so.
J. Just anything that's curved.
There's a letter that is a circle. J. I'd have to do more research. That would be such a funny science fair as a kid. Yeah. Just is a J a circle? My hypothesis is maybe.
Gotta do more research. Did I end on last time? Did I end on?
You end on Tommy.
No, Tommy. So Big T, the not understanding circles or the Tinder story.
I thought Tinder was gonna take this fairly easily, and then I heard the things that you think are circular, and it's clearly that.
Large.
Yeah. Oh, it's circles. You could be confused with Tinder.
Yeah. Steve.
I'm gonna vote for anything against the Tinder story. I do not want to see that move on.
KB.
I think infants can, like, they recognize the circle shape before, like, their own parents' faces.
Circles. Circle. Nick.
This is like, I'm choosing my favorite moments. I was so saddened with the Tinder story. Just devastated. My boy, Che, like, just, I hated it. So, circles.
Circles.
Yeah, I mean, as much as I love the Tinder story, I wish I had a better draw here. I wish I had a better draw. It's going up against a Titan. The circle story, I think, we probably reference more than anything else.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's the circles.
I watched the full 9-minute clip, which is on our Twitter, like three times this morning. It is so and tears in my eyes laughing. It's yeah. So good. So that's going to win. And then before we get into our really quick playoff matchup, let's talk about our last sponsor of the day, Everly Well. All right, let's talk about Everly Well. When you know more, you can do more. What if you could use science to discover more about your body? Find out what you need for your healthier tomorrow with Everly Well. Everly Well is digital healthcare that's designed for you, all at an affordable and transparent price. With over 30 at-home lab tests, you'll be able to choose the test that makes the most sense for you, get the answers you need, like in the men's health or in the thyroid test that we both took, both me and Jeff did. Here's how it works. Everly Well ships the product straight to you with everything you need in one package. You take your at-home lab test, simply collect your sample with using the included prepaid shipping label, mail back to the certified lab. Your physician-reviewed results will get sent to your phone or device in just days, and you can share the results with your PCP, primary care provider, or physician, rather, to help guide your next steps. It's so simple. Over a million people have trusted Everly Well to support their health and wellness goals, and you should too. I did, I want to, Jeff did the thyroid one. I did the men's health, I want to say metabolism one. You learn a whole bunch about yourself that you wouldn't know otherwise without having to pay, and basically pay out your butt at a regular physician over. It's awesome. Really, really easy to do. All you do is a really, really quick sample, and then you just mail it right back. Everly Well is offering a special discount of 20% off at an at-home lab test at everlywell.com/LCB. That's everlywell.com/LCB for 20% off your next at-home lab test.
everlywell.com/LCB. Thanks to Everly Well. Tommy, you go first in our first playoff matchup. Not understanding the news versus the... I forgot. I was like, why did I write windowsill here? Steve Eaton's windowsill.
I mean, I don't know if it's just recency bias, but... I mean, a little Stephen Trey biting his windowsills with mustard on it. There's just so much to unpack there. And the way he said it so casually.
biting your house.
It has to be that.
You know how little rambunctious boys I talk about? I love it. It's one of my favorite tropes, stealing pies from windowsills.
I thought the same
thing.
Dude,
if Che like ate around the pie, that was the only thing.
Yeah. The little neighbor boy came and took our sill.
All that's left is this fucking piping hot pie.
Delicious.
It's the windowsill gnawing. I don't know if it's going to win because he had the luxury of being a boy. But this one is new to me, and it's exotic, and it's sexy. Yeah.
Maybe.
Wait, what's it playing?
Not understanding the news. That was very funny.
Yeah.
Eating the household items is one thing, because I think that is like a...
It's not even household item. It's the household.
...thing that kids suffer from sometimes. But the fact that mustard worked as a deterrent is that. That's it.
That would have made it all the more appetizing for me.
It was powerful enough to stop you from eating a windsill, but you ate it with the peppermint too, which is
I think that they were two different mustards. I think that it was yellow mustard.
Yellow versus spicy.
If my mom put mustard on my windowsill, I'd be like, am I supposed to be eating this windowsill?
I was gonna be pissed. I've hardly touched my windowsill.
Steve, which one are you picking?
If I don't finish this, you won't let me have the drape.
Large.
Yeah, that hurt the resale of the house.
Yeah,
I'll go windowsill too.
Windowsill, big T.
I would have gone news. I think any child could find themselves gnawing on a windowsill to not know the news.
You gnawed on a windowsill, didn't you?
No.
Again, but it's also the mustard aspect.
Mustard, like, yeah.
I have no qualms with the windowsill moving on. I would personally would have said news, sure. But.
All right, you go first in the next.
Hold on. Pause real. Big T, you're bumping in that cam just a little bit. Shaking Nick and Tommy.
Oh, yeah, the camera behind you. Okay, cool. All right. Big T, you go next, or go first in our next matchup. It is not wanting to spend $20 to have an entire fluency of a language versus having a boner 24/7 during school.
I think this is the matchup of the day. It's too many erections. It's simply too many. And the fact that he enjoyed all of them is outrageous.
So it's the boners for you, Large.
He's an adult, right? There's like he should be able to put a value on a language. Like kids can get erections. High schoolers can get erections at an abnormal rate, especially Asians, right?
Probably.
I'm just saying because he hates Asian. I go erections are a lot.
It's a lot of boners versus the language.
Yeah, I'll go language.
One for language, Steve?
I'll probably go boners. I had no idea that it was so not normal until
we talked about
that show. Yeah, I thought that everyone was.
KB?
Now that that you said that, you didn't know that was a lot?
No.
You thought I was like an average or below?
Won a class for like...
Won a class.
16, 17-year-old kid? No. A verge?
I almost think... if you had said 13 or 14, it would be
more
less weird.
That's what I'm saying. I believe it won a class.
Right. No. I'm saying 13 or 14 years old.
What did you say?
I think more prime horny area than not 16, that much. 17. In my mind, it's not. I mean, like, I wasn't a good student. So if I'm
you had your boners
into space, like,
so do you think good students are the softest?
Probably. They're so locked in.
Flaccid cocks. The AP class is as flaccid as cock. Flaccid dicks. Where are you going with KB?
The language.
The language is more. It's kids are very horny.
So you're gonna go.
One else is doing that deal.
You'd be hard pressed to find someone that would agree with that. Yeah,
I think it's in triple digits worldwide.
I think there's less than 1,000 people who would agree with Steven on that.
Yeah, poverty aside, extreme poverty.
Oh, well,
poverty
we're taking aside. The pores out. Take all the pores out.
Okay.
Now, let's count the regulars.
Yeah.
People that you don't want to smell on a subway.
Am I getting gaslit by Che to, like, I think knowing a language is insanely valuable.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking to not have to go through the process of learning it, my entire net worth, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
7 years.
That I wouldn't do, but all of my net worth just know a language.
I would put an obscene amount of money.
Yeah. To avoid 7 years of work plus all the money you would have to put into learning.
I would pay off debt for a while.
You'd be in the red on it?
Maybe not.
What's your number, Tommy? If I said 100 grand or you know a language tomorrow, would you take 100 grand?
Okay, well that's...
Yeah.
I'm just...
Yeah, no, 100 grand. I think I would pay...
I'd pay 1,000 for that.
And?
I would pay 1,000 to do it. 10,000, no. I don't think I'm paying 10.
You wouldn't
pay
10.
Excited to pay 10.
No, we're not talking about paying. We're saying not getting.
Yeah.
10. Wait.
I'll give you $10,000 or you can learn a language tomorrow. What do you choose?
Oh, wait. So this isn't losing 10,000.
Right. Yeah. It's
What
are you turning down?
KB is saying the opposite. KB's saying you would pay.
That's what I'm saying. That's how ridiculous it is. I would pay.
You would pay 10,000?
If I was given an option of 100,000 or the language, I may choose the language.
Oh, I'm taking 100,000.
I think I'd take the 100,000.
But that would be more ridiculous than the 20.
100,000?
Yeah.
I would not. I would think about it.
Oh, no.
Instant Mandarin?
No.
If somebody said 50K or a language immediately, I think I'd take the language.
50.
100's a big number.
Yeah, 100's a lot.
Maybe to you, bitch.
I think I
would.
If I were 10,000, I'm probably going to say the language. Like, anywhere in that range, I'm like, it's an insane amount of work to never have to do. Not that a language is critical.
I think 5 is the number that if you were posing this hypothetical, that's the number you should use.
I'm also just obsessed with Japanese culture, and I would just I would beeline it straight to Kyoto.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you pronounced that right. No, I don't think you did.
What?
So what are you going with?
The language.
Language, Nick?
Language.
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 Tommy?
This is going to be my last vote because then I have to go for the Yankee game.
For the Yankee game. All right. So that's the winner. And now for our – Tommy, you're going to leave now?
I'll leave after this vote because I'm first here, right?
So you can vote first for whoever's going to go into our conference finals here. Language versus the windowsill.
This sounds like a C.S. Lewis book.
I'll vote windowsill into the – I think it's recency bias, but nobody in the world
I think it's the opposite. We're not – because it happened today, we're not realizing the significance.
Right. That's actually a good point. It's anti-recency bias. the windowsill one, the more we think about it, if it was just eating windowsills, you'd think, God, that's weird. But the fact that the deterrent to eating a windowsill was an edible thing. Your mom put an edible thing on an inedible thing so you wouldn't eat it. It has to be that.
Yeah. It's gotta be that.
Yeah. Right, it's my favorite thing.
That's the best.
It is it. That is it.
That KB.
That, yep.
Yep, windowsill.
That as well, large.
I'm sticking with the language. I mean, I know it's a waste of a vote, but the language thing just sticks in my craw.
Big T.
Yeah, I think I would have gone language, too.
Right,
So
the windowsill's moving to the finals, and now on the other side, using the Liz jury duty story or the flashlight app. Big T.
Flashlight. It wasn't even this flashlight.
No, it was the screen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Yep.
Flashlight.
Flashlight. Steve?
The part that sucked about it was the ads weren't like the 320 by 50, like those bomb things. They were like video ads on the phone. So
you were just in the dark.
You'd be looking at something and then the ad would play with volume on.
Oh, so like in middle of using the actual app, it would start?
Yes. I mean, like.
Oh, my God.
You could have just like opened Twitter on your phone, something that has a white background, and turned your brightness all the way up, and it would have done the same thing.
Google white.
Baby boy.
He didn't know how to turn his brightness up because he didn't know how to use the control center.
Got it.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember this.
That'll get you.
There's a
brightness
thing in the settings thing, but yeah.
When was this? When did you discover this?
This was like six months ago.
Wow.
So outrageous.
Never like seen someone using it?
I thought that it was the same thing.
Because I use it every day, maybe.
I use it every day.
Yeah, no.
So, I mean,
like a concert, when you see the concert lights.
On your home screen, too. Like, you accidentally can turn it on very
easily. I turn it on accidentally so often.
All the time. Has it never happened to you?
It's right here.
Right there.
They put it on the thing now.
Yeah. During quarantine, I I learned to navigate my home in complete darkness.
You like going to echolocation?
Like intentionally?
Oh, yes.
Like I would just be working late, like the other job, and I would do some, you know, content stuff, and then yeah, I'd be up really late and all the lights in the house would be off, and I would just...
So how often would you say you use the flashlight app?
Now?
When you were using it at its peak?
Not like a ton, maybe like twice a week.
That's a lot of ad revenue. That's like the only ad revenue for that app.
Yeah. Do you miss it? Do you still have the app?
No, I don't. I deleted it.
Ooh. Sad day.
Yeah.
Androids have them?
Yeah.
I have to imagine.
They have to.
Oh, you couldn't pay me to use an Android phone.
Mm. Okay. So
interesting.
Flashlight app, definitely going to move on, but KB versus Liz.
Oh, yeah. Flashlight app. Yeah.
Flashlight. Flashlight app. On the other side, Nick, you go first. Not understanding circles or being racist against Asians?
Circles are, yeah, it's circles.
Yeah. One for circles, KB.
Yeah, one is relatable, but circle. Yes,
fuck it. Circles, Steve.
Yeah, it's got to be the circles.
Circles.
Yeah, that's circles.
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 Circles versus the flashlight ad. This is actually a very
good matchup.
Very hard matchup. Big T.
Is this semis?
This is semis. Yeah, to get in the.
I think it's flashlight and a landslide.
You think flashlight and a landslide? Why?
Yeah, I think that I don't see anything that goes up against the flashlight for me.
Just wait. I wish I could.
The boy was gnawing on Sill.
In 1986, he was using.
Sills were better back then.
He was using a white screen flashlight in 2022.
He grew up in the Hansel and Gretel house.
Yeah.
So I can put mustard on this gingerbread to stop him from eating it. Large.
How long ago was the circle thing?
Probably around 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Well. Same time as the flashlight.
Yeah, it was a big month.
Very close.
I love the flashlight in this, but circles is something you should have had a grasp on. Much earlier than the flashlight.
I mean, he still doesn't have a grasp on it. Yeah, I just asked about Jay, and he said, I'm going to have to go. Jay's a maybe.
I'm going to have to go circles.
One for circles, Steve.
Yeah, it's got to be the circles.
One for circles, KB.
So, yeah.
Circles.
Circles.
Circles versus gnawing on that windowsill.
This is brutal.
Nick, you're first.
I'm not a parent, so I don't know how I'd approach the situation of my boy chewing on the house. It's so fucking funny, but not knowing what a circle is, like everything. This is breaking me, man.
Mm-hmm. This is very hard. We got the right two people in the finals, I think.
This is the final.
This is the finals.
Yeah. I'm going circles.
Going circles, KB.
I'm trying to think of like my least favorite food. Like my biggest aversion. Because I can see that maybe working because you've tasted it before, you know you hate it. Mm-hmm. But you went on a couple years later to go out of your way to eat mustard.
Different mustard,
different
though.
Kind of mustard.
But still.
Spicy brown and classic yellow, very
storyline.
I don't think there's that big of a dichotomy, though. Yeah, they're saying the gap spicy, like mustard is.
Mustard's mustard.
Kind of mustard. You know what I mean?
Base like, being mustard
I can get you like a real weird mustard. But
I love spicy stuff now, but as a whatever 6 year old or however old I was, like did not like spicy.
Age is going up every time.
Steven, what's in your mouth?
Just the full fucking house.
Open your They x-ray you.
Yeah, Professor Plum.
Wait, some oak in there.
Billiards room in Steven's mouth.
So you're going with circle or window?
Windows. Children behave irrationally. The circle thing is a 34-year-old man. Circles.
Circles, Steve.
Yeah. What I will say about that clip, and it is near and dear to my heart, is I do like Coley had the best laugh.
Yes, this is very funny.
Good laugh.
A lot, and that's a special moment. So I'll say circles.
Circle. That's gonna win, but he's not large.
Good. No, yeah, both are a failure by his parents, right?
Oh yeah.
Could he use like a white vinegar or capsaicin or something like that?
Yeah, that's what you do for like biting your nails, right?
Yeah, there are other, and you would never let your kid get to this point without being comfortable with a circle. Even like the, you know, the pegs and the holes. You must have sucked at that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's circles.
It was the circles.
I do think I may have discounted how ridiculous the circles are up to this point. If you ask me this morning,
does everyone who works at Barstool Sports know what a circle is? I would have said yes.
I think what threw him off was the term circular.
Correct.
Yeah,
I think he kind of confused that with circle-ish.
Yeah.
Circle adjacent.
Yeah.
But then today you said a J could possibly be circular.
Yeah, I mean the bottom of it is.
If any part is not straight, you're saying it could be circular. So yeah, I mean yeah, not everyone who works here knows what a circle is, which I would not have guessed this morning. So
I would have guessed even if I didn't know this knowledge, I would have said a couple.
I feel like Rudy would
struggle. I'd say over under 4.5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Rudy would struggle with shape identification.
Push Zod doesn't know.
I'm trying to think of who else. I don't know. We'll think about that. Could be a whole nother bracket. Dumbest people at
Barstool would rock.
So the winner of episode 50 is Steve not knowing what a circle is. And I do want to say, it might have come off as mean or something, but we all do love.
Oh, these are the best parts of this. Yeah. This is his show.
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like all these moments, these are all the best parts of the bracket, and we cannot thank Steve enough for that and for being a good sport with this
true self.
Yeah,
they were very, very funny. But yep, that's the episode. Thanks to Large and to Big T for joining in. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. Remember to subscribe if you're watching on YouTube and to buy a shirt. We still got that Round Gary shirt. Kicking around.
Oh, yeah.
We should make like almost one of those yak deals. Like if you show up in a Round Gary shirt, we should do something for you. Not as drastic as a kiss, but something in between there.
Do something.
Figure something. We'll figure out something. We'll name it on the next show. But until the next show, we'll see you guys later.
What happens when you lock 18 coworkers in an office for 1 week to compete for $250,000 of cash? This is Surviving Barstool Season 5, presented by Rumble Premium. Each episode releases 3 hours early, so get it ad-free before anyone else, only when you join Rumble Premium. Surviving Barstool premieres Sunday, August 9th at 5 p.m. on Rumble Premium, and everywhere else at 8 p.m.
Stella Blue Coffee's new can lattes are here. Crafted with 100% Colombian coffee, each can is a good source of protein and comes in two smooth flavors, espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. And whether you're braving your morning commute or chasing your pup, Stella Blue cans are for those always on the go and for those who care. Stella Blue is more than just great coffee. It's about giving back. I named the brand after my rescue dog, Stella, who inspired our mission to help more dogs find their forever homes. Every purchase supports animal rescue organizations, so when you drink Stella Blue, you're not just fueling your day, you're saving a dog's life. Try the new cans today, taste the difference, and make a difference. All new Stella Blue coffee can lattes now available at stellabluecoffee.com or subscribe on Amazon for 10% off.